Going to catch up with the manager of Kaya. We have Daryl Harris on the line. Daryl, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well, my brother. How are you travelling? You good, brother? How's the family? Safe?
Family's all safe, yes, thank goodness. We're surviving the crisis at the moment, but
So, look, you handed the reins of KIAF, a fantastic event and organisation, and all put on hold thanks to COVID-19. What's the future look like for KIAF?
Right from the start, when we heard what was going on over in China, we started planning from there, believe it or not, how we could make KIAF... think more innovative how we can present KIAF through the year, whether we were still able to do it face to face or whether it was going to be all closed down. So as things progressed along the crisis, we moved to plans to present KIAF on an online digital platform. We've progressed through, done our due diligence on the pros and cons of it all, and checked with our funding partners and our partners, being the art centres and individual artists, how they feel about going digital. And pleased to say that this year, 2020, KIAF will be on again, but will be in a digital format.
Okay.
This will include our visual arts program, which will include a virtual gallery which will be posted online, e-commerce online, for sales, for much needed sales for our Far North Queensland artists participating in KIAF. We will have artworks delivered down to Cairns and have that artworks in a digital format on a virtual 3D camera capture, and that'll go online. We're still going to do our symposiums online, our webinars sort of format for the symposiums with Q&As on it. We're still going to run the fashion. Unfortunately, we'll have to drop our number of models down from 20 to probably 5 or 6. But Bernie Singleton and Simone Arnold have taken the challenge on again this year.
To run the
event. We will be filming that, and that will also go online. We will be sending some cameras into and remote communities at the art centres, and they will interview their artists, show pictures of their country, and then that will all be put up onto our digital platform. Then hopefully the finale will be live streaming back here in Cairns, and probably have dance performances, music performances, depending on how many people we're allowed to put into one room at one time.
So blessed are the flexible, and you just got to adapt to the changes, and you're doing that and using social media and the tools that are available in the 21st century to deliver KIAF, yes?
Correct. And we're in the right industry because we're in the creative arts industry.
Yes.
We're in the media industry. we've got, main partners like yourselves that have BBM and the network that are digitally been working in that space for a very long time. We've got our artists, whether they're Indigenous or the non-Indigenous, that have been working in digital media, whether it be film or sound. So it's nothing new.
No, that's right, exactly.
Like the rest of us in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island world, we've always had to adapt.
Yes.
And we've always come out surviving and come out smiling at the end of it.
Now, point taken. So very true, brother. And look, there's a team effort, and you sound like you've got a beautiful team working around you to make this happen.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. We've got our existing KIAF team who are very experienced in what they do, but we've also got the added advantage of calling upon our artists, from our creative arts industry that only too willing to put up their hand and experienced to deliver.
No, fantastic, brother. And like I said, it's uncharted waters, world we're living in at the moment, upside down, but we're in this together and we need to just abide by the rules and to curve this so-called curve and make it a flat line as such. And there's light at the end of the tunnel there, brother.
Exactly. And what we're also doing is also stimulating the creative arts economy as well. So we're still channeling that that much-needed money back in by paying performances, performers, you know, and the like. So we didn't want to close up shop because we didn't want to, lose that momentum.
Exactly.
For that little bit of income coming in to our Indigenous creative arts industry.
Fantastic. You're doing a fantastic job, and thank you for sharing and bringing us up to date on this space that you're working in, a very important space. And the KIAF has been operating now, coming up to 11 years, and a fantastic event, fantastic tool and a platform for our artists and in the industry you're working in. So thank you for sharing. All the best to you, Daryl, and your team, and also your family. You stay safe, my brother.
Yep, and I'd also like to thank BBM because they were there at the first KIAF, I can remember that.
Thank you, brother. You know, we've been involved from the get-go, and it's fantastic that we're still at the table in support, and look, a fantastic space for our mob in this industry.
Yes, thank you, Trevor.
Thank you, brother. Take care, Daryl. Daryl Harris there, the manager of KIAF, and how they have adapted in regard to the space of COVID-19 and doing a lot of digital stuff. So stay tuned for that. And to all our deadly artists out there and our art stores as such, a very important industry for our mob, and good for the soul, good for the spirit in regard to our work, and that continues. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, special COVID-19 program with Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry.